The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
If we don't get the walls of truth, the hedge of truth, we're in trouble in this country.
No, we're done. We're done.
Coming up, popular media personality Glenn Beck joins James and Betty to discuss the extraordinary challenges that America is facing today.
Jesus was never afraid of questions.
No, he
Most
sure
wasn't. Preachers are afraid of questions.
He was
Most
hanging out with prostitutes. Why can't I hang out with you?
You can. Exactly.
Uncovering the truth with Glenn Beck, next.
Today, I'm Betty Robinson, and this is James, and we got a real special guest.
Yeah, we do. We'll work on him. He needs help. You know, I look out here, and I look at all the people here all around us, and I know you're all so diverse and so different. I really don't even care where you came from. I don't even care anything about your background. I don't care anything about your race. I really don't want to hear it. I just like you. And some of you are saying, but you don't know me. Well, but I would still like you. I might not like the way things are, but I know what it is like to be loved. I know what it's like to love people that never thought anybody did. I know what it's like to notice people that felt like nobody ever noticed. I wish all of you, and by the way, I'd like you. I know a lot of you, you know, it's early in the morning, maybe, or late at night, so I'm so glad you can't see me. But I want you to know I would like you. I would, might not like your ways. We might not agree on some things, but I'm going to tell you something. I would care more about you and about your well-being and about your future and your family than I have the ability to express. And you want to know why? Because a boy that never had a father, who was never chosen to play because I moved so much no one knew me, I was chosen. God said, I choose you. I noticed you and I gave my son for you. I love you. And I've experienced that transforming love that comes through Jesus Christ. And I love you. I care about you. We have a guest today who had his life changed because he saw a consistent, caring life in the life of a Mormon. He found Jesus because we've talked about it a whole lot, and Jesus is in his heart, and you don't ever have to wonder. He came to our church, one of the great evangelical churches in the nation, Gateway, and told about Jesus coming into his life. He's told many of my friends, and I love this man. And I want you to welcome Glenn Beck to life today, would you?
I just want you to know, I do want to know about you, but I may not like you once I get to know you.
That's the difference in a Mormon and an evangelical. We're going to work on that, okay? Some of the meanest people I know, frankly, are evangelicals. And I mean, really and truly, I used to be mean. I was Top Gun. I used to be, I mean, I'd give people so much hell, nobody wanted to go there. I mean, I was really, I was kind of like God's Top Gun. And you know, I've not lost one of those great biblical convictions, one of those foundational principles, not wavered. I've just been drawn so much more fully into the power of God's love and His compassion. And I'm telling you, it overwhelms me. It's bigger than me. It wells up like a river. I can't hold it back. And I watch you because you just gush all over the place. You're a mess.
I know. I may be insane. The thing is, James, is that I've gotten to a point where I let God sort it out. Mm-hmm. I'm not God. I'm not Jesus. I have no idea what somebody's soul is. I have no idea. I'm gonna let the Lord sort all that out.
Now you're gonna do. You may say you're gonna let it sort out, but I want to tell you, I watch you, and I hear what you're saying. You're saying pursue truth.
Oh yeah.
Pursue truth.
And but Jesus, that doesn't mean
we're all going to agree
right,
on every point.
And you know, Jefferson said, question with boldness even the very existence of God, for if there be a God, he must surely rather honest questioning over blindfolded fear.
Jesus was never afraid of questions.
Nope,
he
sure
wasn't. Most preachers are afraid of questions.
And he was hanging out with prostitutes. Why can't I hang out with you?
You can. Exactly. You know what I really wish with all my heart? I wish that we would love like God loves enough that we could have a civil conversation. You know, we've got here the bronze of the lion and the lamb. And that's just beautiful. Someday the lion will lie down with the lamb. I'm praying for God to give me enough influence to help the elephant lie down with the donkey. Wouldn't that be a positive step right now?
I wouldn't mind chasing them both out of the zoo. Scoot.
If we would just talk, if we would just come together. Our founders were diverse. They were different, but they came together on a solid foundation. Now, Glenn, this is what I believe with all my heart. If we don't return to the foundation, if we don't get the walls of truth, the hedge of truth, we're in trouble in this country.
No, we're done. We're done. I mean, I hear a little giggle, but it's true. We're done as a nation.
We're going to collapse if we don't come back to God.
I just got back from Greece. I was in Greece, a week and a half ago. They're dead inside. They're dead inside. Dictators are coming. Fascism, communism, whatever is coming to Europe and Russia and all over, because they're dead inside. Mm-hmm. Your book is not about America.
It's about truth.
It's about truth. And it doesn't matter where you are. I mean, when I was over, before I went to Greece, I went to Rome. Now, here's a Mormon. Get this. Here's a Mormon who is going over to meet with the cardinals to talk to them about helping with anti-Semitism. Hey, can the Mormon come to the Catholics and say, can we get together with the Jews? I mean, it sounds like a joke. It sounds like, hey, a Mormon walked into a bar and met a Catholic and said, you know what I mean? Except we wouldn't have been walking into a bar. And it truth is truth. It doesn't matter where it's happening. Before I met with the people at the Vatican, I met with people from Georgia, from Italy, Rome and Milan, London, Serbia, all over, about 25 people. And they are all saying the same thing. They're all saying the same thing. Now, I said to them, look, I know you guys have traveled a long way to come here and talk, and I hope I don't greatly disappoint you, but the answer is God. The answer is God. Mm-hmm. Only God will put us back together.
Only God.
And you know what's great? These guys who are, you know, I had somebody from the von Mises Institute. Not really. I don't think they're talking God a lot at von Mises. And she looked and she went, they know. The American experiment, look at this. This book is called The Holy Experiment. And I just want to show you one thing. This was done during the Wilson administration. But these are the paintings that are inside of the Capitol buildings in Pennsylvania. And most of it is about William Penn and how God took this country, and he has a plan. But this is one of my favorites.
Can you turn it toward these cameras?
Yep. And this is George Washington standing at the Constitutional Convention. And he is standing there, and you can see Ben Franklin, you can see everybody else, and he's standing there, and he didn't say very much. He kept quiet the whole time. He didn't want to be there. He was like, I have to go? He sits there, and he's listening to these politicians yak at each other and yell at each other. And finally, they get down to one point, and they say, we can't bring this back to our constituents. We can't bring this back to them. You got to give us something. Put some pork in this. This Constitution thing that you're doing, put some pork in it. I need to be able to go back and sell this. And everybody got quiet and turned to him. And that's when he said these words, let us raise a standard to which the wise and honest can repair. The event is in the hands of God. What he meant by that was, gentlemen, let's do one thing in our life right. Let's not put pork in there. Let's do the right thing. and we'll hold that up on the side of a mountain so everybody can see it, because they're going to get lost at some point. But let's make this perfect, this one thing. So when they get lost, they'll be able to see it and say, that way, there it is. And the wise and the honest can repair it. James, when I read your book, my wife read your book, quite honestly, you keep us in the bathroom an awful lot, and we can. But my wife came out. I'm probably telling too much of the story, but she came out and she said, "That is a fantastic book, because it's easy to understand. It speaks different languages. I don't know if you understand that, but it speaks different languages. It speaks differently to different people. It's almost like tongues. I'll tell you about that some other time." It is the way to repair that standard, because it's tattered. We've spent so much time in our country. First we went through manifest, we had this great period. Then we went into manifest destiny. We're like, yeah, and God said, kill the Indians. Really? Really? Then we calmed down a little bit, but then it happened again with Theodore Roosevelt and Wilson, where they said, it's our duty to spread this democracy and this freedom, spread it, and we're still doing it. No, no.
Truth.
Be true to what you are, live it. We want to repair the standard, be the shining city on the hill.
Is anybody hearing what Glenn Beck's saying right now? Let's take it a step higher. Is anybody hearing what God is saying to us about living it, about His kingdom, His presence, His rule in our life, so that we're different, so that we're salt and light? Salt is a preservative. Salt adds flavor. It impacts every aspect of life. It brings out quality. And what did Jesus say about it? He said, you're salt. But He said, if the salt loses its effect, it's not consistent, it's not Christ-like, it's not loving, it doesn't live what it professes, it doesn't walk the talk, no effect, then what happens to it? It's good for nothing but to be trampled under the feet of men. Everything sacred today is being trampled under the feet of men because people have lost their effect, lost the impact, lost the kingdom imprint on planet Earth. Please get this. When we come together, like a city set on a hill, the radiance of the light of truth will correct our course. And Glenn, if we don't make a radical course correction, it's curtains for everything we treasure,
not just
everything
here,
we hold
not
near.
Just here, around the world. Mm-hmm. Ronald Reagan said, where will people run to? Ask yourself that question. No place. I had a guy sitting in my office from New Zealand about 3 years ago. I said, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? You're a dad, you're a teacher. Why are you doing this? This guy's risking his life. He said, are you kidding me? And I said, no, I don't. Why are you doing it? He said, because if America falls, we're China. We're China. And that's true. All of us. We have a profound responsibility. I am telling you, what Dietrich Bonhoeffer said was true. Dietrich Bonhoeffer tried to turn things around in Germany. What he said is right. God will not hold us blameless. Mm-mm. Not to stand is to stand. Not to speak is to speak. We are blessed to live at this time. Blessed to live.
Glenn, everybody in Australia communicating with us, and we're praying for your nation. The people in the United Kingdom who have the ability to still see light are saying, we're praying for you. The Canadians are praying for us. People all
and
over the world
praying
are praying
for them. When I was over in Europe, I sat at breakfast, and I said to my wife, I said, we're going to Australia, and we're going to Canada. I don't know why, but we're going to Australia. She said, can we get through this trip? And I said, yes, but I don't know why. And I still don't know why, and I don't know when. But I'm telling you that the Lord is putting key people all around the world, and we have
yes,
to stand
is.
Up.
And Glenn, they're on their knees. They're praying.
And don't you think the way in which we go out is so important? It's got to be done in love, with a broken heart. And I feel, too, because I sometimes, especially recently, God will just in the middle of the day I'll start weeping, and I'll find myself on my face praying for our world, for our country. My heart's broken because I feel like I have a responsibility.
We do.
And I have a place that God wants to put me so that I can be effective in a positive way. But it's got to be brought about with God's love.
The problem we have is that we may not know if we did what we were supposed to do until we cross over. And then we'll say, wow, that was it? We may not know. And so we all know we have a purpose. We just have to obey Him all the time. We have to do it all of the time, or we'll miss that opportunity. And everyone plays a role. If they think that they don't play a role, they're wrong. They're wrong.
I want you to hand Indivisible to me a minute, because we this isn't the Glenn Beck TV 2 hours, you know, it's just not on and on.
I don't think that's the way.
On, you know?
I don't think that's the way you treat a guest, quite frankly. Although I would treat you this way.
Yeah. let me just tell you that, Glenn, we wrote this book with really the blessings of, and the prayers of people to try to really show people the standard, why marriage matters, family matters, why life is to be valued. Because if you don't have the right to life and protection of life, at what point do you gain it or lose it? And we really tried to show people how God loves to bless us so He can bless others. You know, He never said, come to me and you'll have a desert life. He said, you'll have a green pasture. And I'll calm the troubled waters with my presence and anoint your head with oil and restore your soul and bless you. And all of the prophets said, if you come back to God, I'll make up for the years the locusts ate, and you'll grow grain and vineyards, and I'll bless you. And Jesus said, you can't handle the truth. You can't handle what blessings do. I have to send my Spirit to live in you, another like me, to enable you to handle the blessings of freedom. We've not handled freedom well. We're about to lose it if we don't return to the one who gives us, nature's God, nature's law, who gives us our rights. And we wrote this book to try to show people the way back and to bring them together indivisibly, which is why we're sitting here. And Glenn, if the people who understand the importance of faith, family, and freedom don't come together, it's over.
I will tell you this, that we are in an era now of a new civil rights movement. And we are the ones that have the righteous calling for the civil rights movement.
Right.
We are the ones. When you try to say that Martin Luther King would have been there with the rapes and the murders and everything else of Occupy Wall Street, I'm sorry, you are wrong. Mm-hmm. We have to be those people. You know,
we've got to be the city set on a hill.
We have to. You know, the biggest problem, I've spent a lot of time with First John this last couple of days, and 1 through 4 in particular. 5, he kind of loses it, but the first 4, he really talks about love. And it's the indifference that is the opposite of love, not hate, indifference. And if we are indifferent to our problems, if we're indifferent to the times we live in, if we're indifferent to the poor, if we're indifferent or hate the people who hate us, mm-hmm. we cannot be indifferent to that. We have to love them
Absolutely.
Anyway and serve them, have to.
And that's what we're going to do. Would you say thanks to Glenn? I say thank you. The love and peace so unconditional. And I want to say thank you. I not only want to say thank you for praying for me. You know, our family, our 3 children, 11 grandchildren love God. And I think one of the reasons that our family loves God is because many of you prayed for our family. And I want to thank you for it. And I also want to thank you for the way you do express God's love. I honestly feel like I've sensed Jesus saying with kind of a joy, like I hear Him, oh boy, when He watches us come together, it's like, Father, we're going to get to put Your loving arms around a broken world. And the only way He can do it is when the body of Christ is connected, joint to joint, loving everyone, even loving people who say, we don't want to believe in God. But God loves them. I want to show you a tremendous need. You talk about heartbreaking. But we can meet this need miraculously with love. Watch closely.
No time to dream.
No one to care.
The loss of a stranger is all I know.
Another day, I have survived. Where to turn?
Who to trust? No future.
No hope. No thinking about tomorrow.
Or dwelling in the past.
Do I live or do I die?
Tears are my only friend.
No time to
dream. No time to dream.
No time to dream.
No one.
No one to care.
To care.
Boy, two children. Let me tell you what we've done because of you. And I've told you many times, the missionaries say you're the greatest people on the earth because you enable them to do what God called them to do. I like to say they're the greatest. They say, no, you are. You enable us. I want you to look and see the what love did. Look at this house of destiny. People who worked in the Hollywood industry supplying power, the hearts. She sold a 7-carat diamond ring to go over there and start renting property. And we went over there and found them. They went to missions watching us on television. They've never come back. We built that beautiful facility. I say, when I say we, it's all of you who are watching. Look at these children. These children were rescued, and they've got a home, and they've got love, and they're happy. They praise God together. They worship God, all because of love. And we're rescuing the women who are in the trade that many of them were sold when they were children. We're rescuing children who are the targets of the predators. We want to build a life center like that in Nepal. And we're asking you to make a gift to make it possible. Nepal is one of the poor areas, and you know it's where Everest is, the beautiful mountain range. And we want to get these precious children that are being taken captive and taken into India, into the sex trade. We want to rescue them and give them a home. We want to build that life center. Asking you to help us do it. Asking you to please, right now, go to the phone and dial that number and take your bank card and make the largest gift you can make. We're asking you to give $1,000 or more toward the life center if you possibly can. And then let me tell you this. The average cost to rescue a child or one of the people in the sex trade is $128. That's what it costs to get them out, get them into our help. And we're putting the girls to work making these beautiful necklaces. A former fashion model is leading that because she too was trapped when she was young. And she's given her life now to help. We'll send you one of these beautiful necklaces if you'll help us rescue life. I'm sending the book Indivisible as a gift for any gift you make, because this is going to show us how we can get back on a solid foundation here and all over the free world to bring us together to see the healing of the land so we can continue to bless others effectively. Would you dial that number right now and take your bank card? Use it like a check, please. If you write a check, make it to Life, but call us and tell us what you're mailing. If you want to go online, lifetoday.org, you can make your gift there. I want you to remember this. Because of love, someone has agreed to match your gift. You give $1,000, it becomes two. You give $128 to rescue one, you just rescued two. I'm so grateful people see the need and step up like this. Please make the call. Father, I pray everyone watching who can help will help. In Jesus' name. Thank you so much for making the call. Thank you for your gift.
human trafficking. It's impossible to believe, but at this very moment, innocent children, many very young, are being sold and forced into sexual slavery and exploited in every way imaginable. And someone must save them. With your help today, we can reach, rescue, and restore their hope for a better future. And we can also build the New Hope Life Center in Nepal, which will be a safe house for children for years to come. And now, a miracle opportunity of a $384,000 matching gift. With a cost of $128 to rescue a child, that means your gift of $128 will be matched to help rescue two children, and $64 will be matched to help rescue one more child. With your gift, please request Indivisible by James Robison and Jay Richards, a soul-stirring read for every Christian who desires to restore America to the values that formed our strong foundation, built on faith, family, and freedom. With your gift of $128, which today will help rescue two children, you will receive a unique and beautiful necklace, handcrafted by women who were survivors of human trafficking and slavery. Finally, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,000, which will be matched to $2,000 for the New Hope Life Center. And you may request the beautiful bronze sculpture, The Lion and the Lamb. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
I do want to remind you that we're sending Indivisible to say thank you for any gift to help. And I do hope you'll encourage your pastors, priests, leaders, business leaders. Every small business owner ought to get the employees. Every corporate leader ought to get the employees to read this book. And the corporate leaders need to read it. Everybody ought to read it because we can get back on track. If you make a gift today of $128 or more to help us, we'll also send Being George Washington. This is a fabulous book, not only history, but inspiration on how you can carry the load God has given you to bear for His purpose. Would you join Betty and me in saying thanks to Glenn Beck? Glenn, I sure love you. We appreciate you.
It. This was my favorite part. I built it so you would be thrilled. I mean, she knew.
Beth Moore tomorrow. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.